He awoke and saw that his wife was fair, and that she rained kisses from her lips upon his. Imran said, "How didst thou come at this time?" She said, "From desire and from the divine ordinance."
No. Divine ordinance is divine consequence. Again, is that qaza? Because, yes, what do you think? Okay, there is no Moses. So no miracles, no blah, blah, stuff. Okay. And the father of Moses is working for Pharaoh. So he's there. And the mom? Mom is no one. She doesn't know anything. Suddenly it happens. And I say, how did it happen? I say, of course, I had this feeling. The passion is here, but we are not the only players here. The divine consequence is playing a role here, right? The one who planned it all, right from the beginning, organized it this way, is active. This is one of the things that we have a lot of difficulties, because for centuries and centuries, we tried to explain something unexplainable in a silly way. When we talk about whatever it is, we talk about the visible actions, as if only the visible actions are doing something. First of all, the action is not the only factor for the change. No action sometimes is doing even worse. Remember, we are not talking about the natural blah blah. Rumi said, you cannot for a single moment sit down without something good or bad coming out of you, even when you are not doing anything. Because if you are seeing something wrong and you don't say anything, you are proving that wrongness. You're in their side. You should be that way. So, neutrality, we don't believe in neutrality. There is always something happening. Here he will ask the lady, why did you come? She will say, sure, yes. I wanted it. I loved it. But she will add the divine consequence, because this is what organized it. This is the essence of failure of Pharaoh, because Pharaoh thinks that I'll do it, it will happen. Have you heard that? I'll do it, it will happen. Here it is, I did it. Where did you hear that? Go back. First paragraph. Do you remember all the doctors, physicians around? They said, oh, we know we could do the magic, blah, blah, blah. They didn't say, God willingly. They didn't think about the exception. Here Pharaoh talked about the rule, an exception is happening. That exception is that consequence, which is divine, of course. Up there was divine. All the time is divine. That waking up moment, this is a divine consequence. It will come in, and we believe in that. Yes?
The man drew her lovingly into his arms. At that moment, he did not rise to battle with himself.
Why? Well, because this was not mihrab. He didn't came in, and he's innocent. He was sleeping. He was not doing anything bad. Therefore, he didn't fight himself. They made the child, yes.
Okay.
And the word is, when he's talking, there is one word that comes and goes. It will be translated pregnancy, pregnant. But the word is not pregnant. is carrier, carrying, because the mom will carry the child. The word comes from Hamlet. Yes?
Just a question about consequence and gaza. So sometimes it's divine consequence, which we might say fate.
We prefer to call it miracle.
Okay.
Yes, it's miracle. What is miracle? That everything is organized for something, but something else comes out of it. And that's the divine intervention, yes.
And so sometimes when we use the word qadar, we're talking more about just choice?
Qadar, no. Qada, yes.
Oh,
because qaza wa qadar are two. Qadar refers to quantity, to dimension, to size. This is something that was the opening of book two. Before coming to this, in the opening he said, and God said, there is a proportion over there. There is a dimension for everything. This, that, don't forget the ring, the camel. Except, these people I give them unlimited. Means from limitation of a qadar, you should understand beyond it. If there is this limitation, so there is unlimitation somewhere. That's qadar. Qada is more consequence. Therefore, they go together when we say qaza wa qadar means the intervention, that magical, silly intervention that doesn't let us do good somehow like that. Yep. Yes?
So there's a Latin section which I think probably means he coupled with her and inseminated her. And then he said, oh wife, this is not a small matter. The steel struck upon the stone and a fire was born.
After doing it, he will realize what happened. Before that, he's innocent. He's sleepy, he wakes up in the kisses, so he doesn't fight himself, and he will give the stuff to the lady, then say, oh, wait a minute, this was not a small thing happened here. He feels that something happened, because he didn't plan for it. It was a surprise, the best ever surprise. So he said, there should be something here. Yep.
I was the cloud, thou the earth, and Moses the plant. God is the king on the chessboard, and we are checkmated.
Checkmated.
This is very nice.
This is that consequence I was talking about. He said, listen, suddenly this Ron, who is not a really educated fellow, suddenly becomes a philosopher and a poet, and I say, milady, I am like a cloud, and you are like the earth, and Moses, what do you mean Moses? They just had sex, period, right? But no, suddenly it's out that Moses is the herb that grows from this earth. I brought the water in the shape of cloud, you are the earth, the Moses is what is going to be. And all of this I explained to you is like a chess playing. And the real chess player is him, and you are knocked out. Means, remember, lady, we did it without our intention. He wanted it to happen, and it happened. Because he knows he didn't put any effort. We are talking about unsuccessful effort, remember, which is unsuccessful effort of the Pharaoh made this successful, non-effortless stuff. And Moses will be here. Means, in the game, you are looking at this partner and the other one, and you forget the third party, which is the main party, really. Yes?
Deem checkmate and victory from the king. O spouse, do not deem them to be from us. Do not jeer at us. That of which this Pharaoh is afraid came into being, at the moment when I lay with thee.
This is the what? Why suddenly this fellow became clever? Do you remember he was talking about that little stuff that could change you? This little stuff suddenly changed this fellow. He realized everything. Why? Because now the Moses is not a star in the sky. Moses is here. As soon as the existence of the Moses gets possible, physically exists, suddenly the Father becomes illuminated. Because, do you remember he talked about all this is I'm trying to put the seed in you. Do you remember? When the guy from Rome came to Omar and he was looking for a parking place for the car and the stuff like that, suddenly he realized there is a feeling and Omar stood up and talked. Then at the end of that paragraph he said, when Omar saw this is a good soil, he put the seeds of love in him. This is what happens. Here, the father of Moses will get transformed. همچو فرعون مرصع کرده ریش برتر از عیسی پریده از خریش او هم از نسل شغال ماده زاد در خون مالی و جاهی در فتاد هر که دید آن جاه مالش سجده کرد سجده افسوسیان را او بخورد گشت مستک آن گدای جنده دار از سجود و از تحیرهای خواب مال مار آمد که در وی زهرهاست و قبول و سجده خلق اجده هاست های ای فرعون ناموسی مکن تو شغالی هیچ طاووسی مکن سوی طاووسان اگر پیدا شوی عاجزی از جلوه و رسوا شوی موسی و هارون چو طفلان چو طاووسان بودن پر جلوه بر سر و رویت زدن زشتیت پیدا شد و رسواییت سرنگون افتادی از بالاییت چون محک دیدی سیاه گشتی چو قلب نقش شیری رفت و پیدا گشت کلب ای سگ گرگین زشت از حرس و جوش پوستین شیر را بر خود مپوش قره شیرت بخواهد امتحان نقش شیر و بنگ اخلاق سگان گفت یزدان مر نبی را در مساق یک نشانی سهلتر زهر نفاق گر منافق زفت باشد نقض و غول واشناسی مرورا در رهن و غول چون سفالین کوزه ها را میخری امتحانی میکنی ای مشتری میزنی دستی بران کوزه چرا تا شناسی از تنین اشکسته را بانگ اشکسته دگرگون میبود بانگ چاووش است پیشش میرود بانگ میآید که تعریفش کند همچون مصدر فعل تصریفش کند چون حدیث امتحان روی نمود یادم اومد قصه هاروت زود پیش از آن زن گفته بودیم اندکی خود چه گوییم از هزارانش یکی خواستم گفتن در آن تحقیقه ها تا کنون واماند از تعویقه ها حمله دیگر ز بسیارش قلیل گفته آید شرح یک عضویز پیل گوش کن هاروت را ماروت را ای غلام و چاکران ما روت را مست بودند از تماشای اله و از عجایبهای استدراج شاه این چنین مستی ز استدراج حق تا چه مستی ها کند معراج حق دانه دامش چنین مستی نمود خانه انعامش چه دانه بود مست بودند و رهیده از کمند های روی عاشقانه می زدند یک کمین و امتحان در راه بود سرسرش چون کاه که را می ربود امتحان می کردشان زیر و زبر که بود کی بود سرمست را زینها خبر خندق و میدان به پیش او یکیست چا و خندق پیش او خوشمسلکیست آن بز کوهی بر آن کوه بلند بردود از بحر خردی بیگزند تا علف چیند